Okay, number two on the agenda, Dax Colasacco.
I brought the pictures back for everybody, but especially for Andres, who wasn't here.
Oh, okay, very good.
Excuse me, this board member, you didn't see this last time?
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
And I'll remind you, you're still in the room from the last meeting?
Yeah, we heard back from county planning, and they did not have a negative view of it, so you need four votes to get a variance.
Okay.
If they had disapproved it, you would have needed five votes.
That was the state, right?
It's a county plan.
Okay.
So, and the application itself, I think, is pretty straightforward, when you put the six foot fence.
Who was here except Andres?
You weren't here last one?
Yep.
Okay. He wants to put the six foot, he's the house on the corner of Turk Hill and 22, and he wants to put the six foot fence along fronting 22.
Fronting 22? Okay.
You have a stone wall along Turk Hill Road?
Yes.
And that's 3 feet tall?
That's 3 feet, yeah.
So you don't have any intention of changing that stone wall, you're just looking at the Route 22 side?
Just the Route 22 side, yeah, I'd like to taper the fence down into the stone wall, so 6 feet down into the wall.
Is there anyone in the audience with any comments or questions on this application? Okay, well, we got county plan, they got their feedback, so we can vote on this tonight. Does anyone have any additional questions?
Did you look at putting in any bushes or other plantings that create the barrier on 22 that you're looking for without putting up a 6 foot fence?
I did look into some bushes and stuff that I would like, but I would love to have the fence and then the bushes like a double barrier.
I live on Milltown Road. It's not as busy as 22, but it's fairly busy. And I live probably as close to Milltown Road as your house is to 22. And I've got a series of evergreen trees along Milltown Road that effectively block, not the grime in particular, but a lot of the noise and certainly, lessens the impact of Milltown Road on my property. And I'm not sure, I understand you've got kids, so.
No, I don't have kids. My nieces and nephews, they come all the time. My friends have a ton of kids, and they're at the age where they run around like crazy.
But, it seems to me a series of hedges or, hedges and evergreens could have the same impact as a fence could.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there are any similar fences lining properties on Route 22. I don't know, there's that one property across from the reservoir that may have a larger fence. I don't know how they got it.
Is that commercial, the one?
One that Dean's at Dean's Corner. I think they have a taller fence. They didn't get a bus. I remember it.
Yeah, no, little one. All right.
But that's my only comment. It seems to me a better solution without having to put up a 6 foot fence to put up some growth.
Yeah, I'd like to do both though, really, for protect. To keep the kids in the yard, and then I'm definitely planting behind it.
The fence that you're proposing, is this the standard Home Depot stockade fence?
The fence that I showed you, that was just an example I took a picture of.
Okay.
I want to do a cedar fence, and it has a sweep. It has a sweep to it, so it doesn't look so commercial like the one down there.
So it's not that fence?
No, it's not that. I was just showing you a wood fence in the picture. But I'd love to do a sweep, So actually, it's going to drop from six to, if you allow me, it'll probably drop down to like 4.5, then it goes back up. You know what I'm talking about? It's like, Yeah, because I don't want it to look commercial on the, you know.
Yeah, I think that would actually take away from the from your property value.
Because
your house is very pretty.
Yeah, I don't want to wreck the property. It's just pretty historic over there, so. But I think a fence like that would look really nice, though, with the bushes. So what I really like to do is do the sweep, and then I'd plant in the middle of the sweep like that. Evergreen, the giant arborvitaes. Mm-hmm. So I'd love to do that, do the sweep, and then put one in the sweep. You know what I mean, like that? Something like that.
You realize, though, that from our perspective, once we give you a 6-foot height variance,
yeah,
the next guy after you can come in and put up that 6-foot stockade from Home Depot. So,
oh, when it comes down,
yeah. Runs with the property forever, so.
I see.
Are we okay to vote on this? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so we'll close the public hearing and take a vote.
Okay.
Before I close the public hearing, do you have any final comments you'd like to make?
No.
Okay. Do you feel that you've been given a fair and adequate opportunity to present your application?
Absolutely.
Okay. Very good, thanks. Okay, that will close the public hearing. I will entertain any motion that you're here to make on this application.
I would make a motion to deny the application for a three-foot variance for the fence.
I'll second. Second from Andres. Paul, you'll address the criteria.
I will. Whether an undesirable change will be produced in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties. I believe that it will be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood. The other properties in the neighborhood do not have fences of this type. And I believe that the visual effect on particularly long stretch of Route 22 of the 6-foot fence would be an undesirable change. Whether the benefits sought by the applicant can be achieved by some feasible method other than a variance, I believe it can. I believe that plantings can accomplish the same effect as a fence can in this situation. The request of variance is substantial. Yes, it is. It's 100% variance request. But the proposed variance will have an adverse effect or impact on the environmental conditions. I don't believe there will be any. The alleged difficulty is self-created. Yes, it was. The property was purchased. There is no fencing in that area.
Thanks, Paul. And I'll note before we take a roll call vote, the motion was to deny. So a vote in favor, the vote in favor of the denial, and a vote in opposition is in opposition to the denial. So with that, I'll start with Andres.
I vote in favor.
In favor. Okay. Steve?
In favor.
Ron?
In favor.
Okay. John?
In favor.
Greg?
In favor.
Paul?
In favor.
And I'm in favor as well. So you didn't get your variance.
Great, thank you guys.
All right.
I appreciate it. That's all I'm good. That's a nice one.
Good luck. Thank you. The hedges really work. The hedges really work for keeping things in the yard, especially the hedges, because they're thick, the thick bottoms and branches. They really do prevent things from getting out into the road.
Okay.
That's what I would say.
Do I need anything?
No. Because it's a denial, I have to type something up.
Okay.
And then the chairman will sign it for me. I don't usually just, I usually type up the criteria.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, so you'll send me the denial?
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks for that. Okay.